This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With Dr. Edward Group. We're taking your phone calls right now. Then 55 minutes or one, two, three, four segments of radio/TV with Rob Dew, host of the fourth hour. And if this goes well, I'll be honest with you, I'm just going to start creating new radio shows, TV shows, you name it, spinning them off, reaching more people, gardening shows, mechanic shows, Second Amendment shows, and putting them on GCN. That's down the road. Dylan, in FEMA Region 10, then Cash and others. Go ahead, Dylan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex and Dr. Group. It's good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you.
So I have a quick question about your guys' Secret 12. My father has a genetic disease called pernicious anemia, and from what I understand, it's passed down through the male line, and it's the inability to digest.
Is that like Cushing's? Or is that where you don't release the right hormones?
I'm not quite sure. All I know is that he has to take B12 intravenously, and he
sure.
He
has malabsorption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. It would Secret 12 work for him?
Well, here's the thing. Usually, when you have that condition, pernicious anemia, you have a problem breaking the B12 down, and most of the B12 is in the cyanocobalamin form. And it's even hard to break down when you get it in meats and eggs and stuff like that. So the Secret 12, I'm not going to say it'll work from him because I don't have enough information about his case.
I think you should try it and see what happens.
But you have the two cofactors. I mean, this is a B12. Secret 12 is the methylcobalamin.
Yeah, nobody sticks them together. Explain.
And the adenosylcobalamin. So when B12 gets broken down into the body, it gets broken down into two cofactors, methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin. There's a lot of methylcobalamin products out there, but each one have kind of a different effect on the body in balancing the neurological system and also utilizing it for different components within the system for hormone production or whatever. So we actually combine the adenosylcobalamin cofactor is extremely expensive. I think it's something like $40,000 a kilogram.
That's why we're 20% that.
So
we're 80% methylcobalamin.
80% methyl and 20% adenosylcobalamin. So any type of B12 deficiency or problem, I would highly recommend trying it out.
Because injectable is going into your blood. Same thing if it's under the mouth. That's going into the blood vessels as well. So basically, from your research, and it's common sense, it's as close to injectable as you're going to get, but we're not making medical statements here, right?
And most of the injectable is cyanocobalamin anyway. They do have injectable, which is the methylcobalamin, but they're still losing the other cofactor.
I go to an organic medical doctor, they give me methylcobalamin.
Yeah. But they don't have adenosylcobalamin.
No.
They only have methyl. So, yeah, sure, I would definitely give it a shot. You know, I mean, you want to make sure you clear that with your dad's healthcare practitioner, but this is the best form of B12 that's out there, and that's bioavailable.
Yeah, I mean, we just set out to, I mean, it cost me a lot to produce it. It cost him a lot. I mean, this is Rolls-Royce level for a very low price. God bless you. Hope your dad gets better. Let's talk to Cash in Missouri, last caller I have time for on this subject. Go ahead, Cash, you're on the air.
Yeah, three quick questions, Dr. Group. First, I heard Alex say that you were a military veteran. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And my second question is, is my wife has insomnia. She suffered with it now for probably the last only 2 or 3 months. I don't know what brought it on, but any recommendations there?
Well, yes, if she has insomnia, it could have, I mean, there's a lot of different factors that could be involved. I don't know if you guys just recently moved or whatever.
We're sold out of Knockout, but go try, the melatonin at the store. Go try the other things that are well known out there. I mean, isn't that a good thing to do?
5-HTP. I mean,
exercise.
You want to look at what's causing the insomnia. Is she going through extra stresses in her life? Does she have thyroid issues?
She's getting close to menopause.
Does she have hormone issues? Is she ingesting phthalates or plastic somehow? You know, you definitely want to cleanse the body, and that would be with all the cleansing products that we have here and try to address the root cause. But another free thing she can do that works really good is stress reduction, deep breathing, and meditation.
And I would tell her to exercise more because I'm...
Absolutely. Exercise.
I know electronics keeps you up, but I'm in a hotel I can never sleep. When I'm out in the middle of the woods, I sleep like I'm dead. I mean, it's all the stuff. Who knows what it is? You'll have to, you know, keep removing stuff till you find out what it is. God bless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm not observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You saw? He died.
That's a modern modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive. We're going to start doing this regularly now. So this will be 5 days a week. We'll be going into the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew, joined here, shotgun, Leanne McAdoo, wearing the wonderful, check that out, the Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt. I remember seeing this on Twitter just a couple weeks ago, people putting those in their signs in their yard, and I guess people were tearing them out.
Right.
Because, you know, some people don't like free speech, apparently.
Exactly.
So what do we do here? Double down.
Yeah, everybody needs to get this shirt and troll any Hillary event. She'll probably make you turn it inside out because that's, you know, that's who's running for president, is someone who's so against the First Amendment.
I want to see somebody, and I'll personally give $100 to whoever goes and gets a Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt autographed. I will send you $100 out of my pocket. I have no money left, but I would just, you have to shoot video of it, and you have to let us use the video. If you can get her signing that shirt, I'll give you $100.
Wow.
Right out of my wallet.
Yeah, I'm curious as well if people, you know, at first glance, if they're going to be like, oh, hooray, yeah, Hillary for president. And
yeah, they just don't see it. People don't really read things. They just see the Hillary, and they'll just go, all right, $100 right there on the line. Get your shirt today. Go out to a Hillary event. Get her to autograph it. And get video of it.
And if you can stand it, we're selling these cackling Hillary pins, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Can you imagine if she's president and we have to listen to this every week?
That's what she said right after she killed Gaddafi. He came, he saw, he died. So let's tell you what we're going to do for this hour. We're gonna play a report really quick here on a John Bowne report that he did on George Soros about who this man is. This is a great evergreen report, just like general knowledge of George Soros' background. But at the bottom of the hour, we are going to really dig into this ninth Planned Parenthood video that has come out, and also tie it in with a interview that David Knight did back in May and also in June with a nurse talking about how they knew these vaccines would damage these poor preemie babies. They would come out, inject them with the vaccines, and then they would have incubators and I don't know the proper term, but they're like breathing machines that they stick on their face. And I'll get the guys to look it up so I can don't sound like an idiot. But they have these ready for the kids because they know they're going to need them. They say we have four preemies, get four beds ready, because as soon as they get their shots, they're going to need them. This is horrible. This is what they're doing to our children.
Right.
And people out there, you have to stand up. You have to speak out. You're responsible for this if you stay silent. You're just as culpable as the people running these programs. And if you're a nurse and you're not speaking out, there's got to be something wrong with you, because you're there to help people. You're not there to hurt people. And these vaccines and these kids are not helping the situation at all. So we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to take some phone calls. I'm going to give everybody the phone number. We'll take a few phone calls when we come back. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And let's go to that report now about who is George Soros, Darth Soros, as they like to call him.
Every life matters, and that is why this issue is so important. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter.
Black lives matter!
How long before Black Lives Matter protesters are chanting George Soros' divide and conquer scheme is what matters? The Washington Times reports liberal billionaire George Soros has built a business empire that dominates across the ocean in Europe while forging a political machine powered by nonprofit foundations that impacts American politics and policy, not unlike what he did with MoveOn.org. In all, Mr. Soros gave at least $33 million in 1 year to support already established groups that embolden the grassroots on-the-ground activists in Ferguson, according to the most recent tax filings of his nonprofit Open Society Foundations. The sad fact is, one of the 30 richest people in the world, not an American civil rights leader, is funding a divide-and-conquer movement that has disrupted political speeches, places of business, and the real progress Americans have made in the United States regarding race relations. Meanwhile, Soros has fueled the division in Ukraine.
George Soros admitting he's behind the open border move and the illegals pouring in. Admitting he's behind Ukraine, saying, I did it. Which I think he's taking too much credit. He's a big part of it. Saying they're part of the Arab Spring and turning loose all these groups. And on every front, George Soros.
If it was a racist nation, we would not have had the top guy ahead of law as a black man, Eric Holder, and now Loretta Lynch, another black woman. We would not have the head of the United Nations. It was Susan Rice. You would not have a Secretary of State as Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell or others. So let's not call it a racist nation. If you want to point a finger, point it at Obama. Point it at Holder. Point it at that low-life man who never convicted one head of the White Shoe Boys. Too white for you, Eric?
And we are distracted, just as the Cloward-Piven strategy would have us. Of course, all lives matter.
All lives matter. And I'm a black guy. All lives matter.
Of course, chanting pigs in a blanket will lead to execution of police.
I don't think chanting singing chants that are basically promoting killing police officers is peaceful.
And of course, inciting violence for the sake of violence is a trap.
I would prefer to be remembered as a person who was part of this resolution. Kids being born in this country, and we have to leave a legacy for them, something for them to, so it'll be easier for them to deal with problems and issues that come up, you know, just like people that has made a movement towards peace and nonviolence all the way up to this point. You know, it's important that we keep that going.
Ultimately, the 13 million black babies that Soros supported being wiped out, and the 41% welfare spending increase Obama has brought us, are the real steps backwards. And those ensnared by the violent elite engineered faux rights movement will eventually find themselves eager participants in a divide and conquer takedown scheme of the American dream, funded by the very people responsible for the hostile environment the Black Lives Matter movement is fighting to escape from.
All lives matter. That police officer that got killed by that black man because that black man listened to what y'all was saying by going out and killing white people. That police officer's life mattered. That 9-year-old girl in Ferguson, Missouri that got shot in the head while she was doing all homework in a drive-by shooting that none of y'all protested, her life mattered.
So governments like to split people up, categorize human beings, divide so they can conquer them. You're just people that don't even think that they can see the world because they need permission to see the planet Earth.
John Baum for Infowars.com.
And I think that report really says it all about what we're dealing with. We're dealing with these billionaires who don't want to pay taxes, who want to be above everyone else and control us and create a communist-type system where they own property, we're not allowed to own anything, and we're treated like, you know, debt slaves, which they're almost there. I mean,
right.
Everybody's in debt. You don't really own your house because you're paying property taxes.
They can take it away from you.
Exactly. So their plan is definitely coming into fruition on a worldwide scale, not just country by country, which is how they used to go about doing this stuff. So I think that's a great piece, and it kind of lays the groundwork for where we're going to go, especially in the second half of the show, talking about this ninth Planned Parenthood video and then tying it in to what they're doing to the poor preemie babies and how it's just it's a eugenics operation. That's really all you can call it. You can't say much else. Now, before we get into those stories, I guess we'll lighten the mood just a little bit. There's a story that came out, and the title of this is DARPA's Next Generation of Super Zombie Soldiers. I guess I'm really not going to make it any lighter. DARPA, an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, has started a heavily funded project that aims to enhance human ability in war zones by altering the genetic code of their soldiers. Oh. They hope to achieve supremacy by making soldiers that are stronger, smarter, more focused. Well, that all seems good. Oh, and lack empathy.
Yes.
By the way, and lack empathy is...
zero empathy, so they can kill women and children and civilians.
That's what's coming your way. That, in addition to the drones that have no empathy. So they're looking to create humanoid drones to go out and sweep the streets whenever, I guess, whenever the next big disaster is manufactured. So we'll be back. We're going to take some phone calls in the next segment. We got Zach, David, Steven, and Kylo. We'll attempt to get all to you. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Leanne McAdoo, riding shotgun.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
but you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As we've been trying to dump the wine spread,
We are back live. It is the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to start doing this regularly now. If you are listening to this on radio and you'd like to see the TV portion of this, log on to Infowars.com/show, and you can watch a free stream of the show, and you can check out Ms. McAdoo's Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt that we just put on sale today, and I even threw down the gauntlet for a challenge, which I'll talk about at the end of the show. Now, real quick, this is a story that came out last week. Associated Press sues FBI over fake news story. So basically, the FBI put up a fake, they wrote a fake story, made it look like it was from a mainstream media outlet, sent it to this kid's MySpace account, so then they could then get a geolocate on him and then go after him. They said he called in some bomb threats, but the AP is now suing them for doing this because they made it look like it was an AP article. So,
right.
And here's the FBI director says, we do not use deception, or we do use deception at times to catch crooks.
At times.
Just, you know, it's just the way we do it.
sure that was the only time, though, that.
Oh, yeah. They don't do it any other time. Not with informants, not with anything else. Hey, so let's go to Stephen in Florida. You've been holding the longest. War against each other in the Planned Parenthood. What do you have to say, buddy?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Hey, first of all, Rob, I just wanted to say, I hope you understand that you're sitting next to the most attractive and intelligent woman in the media in America today.
Very sweet of that.
Made me blush.
Here's what I wanted to say. I sent you a lengthy email yesterday, and I wanted to just mention part of what I said for the listeners' benefit. Okay, I'm going to show you the connection between this whole war that they're now pushing and Jade Helm and Planned Parenthood and what's come out about them. Now, follow this. Jakari did a report about 2 months ago on Jade Helm. Really, really good. And then when Alex came back on, it was a pre-recorded report. Alex came back on and gave his commentary, and he made this statement. And when he said this, boy, this really clicked to put a lot of the pieces together for me of what's been going on. He said that what this is, Jade Helm is about with Master the Human Domain, is a using the military to round up Americans. Now, what is Monsanto, who's you guys are covering a lot, mentioned it today, the GMOs and all what they're doing, nanotech. What is their flagship product called?
Roundup?
Roundup, okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, okay, which is what?
It's a weed killer. Yeah, it's a weed killer. Yeah.
Now, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood,
called black people weeds,
made it clear that one of her reason for founding that organization was eugenics, which she termed as exterminating the what? The weeds.
The weeds,
the human race.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you look at what's coming out with Planned Parenthood, with all these videos, you put that all together, and what you've got is, I really have come to the conclusion of believing that GMO not only stands for genetically modified organisms, but global military or murder operation.
Wow.
Hmm.
Hey, Steve, that is very astute. Wow. Thank you. I'm going to check. Resend your email again. If I didn't respond back to it, I'll check it out, and I'd like to look at more of what you have to say. Thank you for that very much. Let's go to Zach next. He's in Virginia. He's got talking about a new ISIS video. Zach, what's going on?
Hey, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
It's about an hour-long video, and, you know, it starts out talking bad about the financial reserve, and then talks about, you know, the fractional reserve banking, and then gets on to, you know, just everything that, you know, us libertarians, you know, see as issues. But then, you
know, that's probably CIA made. I haven't watched it yet, but to start discrediting the liberty movement, saying we're in league with ISIS, because that's a narrative they want to push. But continue.
Well, and they're pushing their own money, right?
Go ahead, Zach.
On Paul. It, like, has a snippet of Ron Paul using Ron Paul kind of as, like, a guy they should look to. And then it shows the InfoWars report with, you remember the documentary with Edward Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has that exact video, you know, cut and put into this video. You know the dinar, how they're minting the gold dinar?
Right.
It's the ISIS video to kind of, you know, promote them, like they're handing out their coins, you know, the citizens who they clearly bribed to, you know, say they love it.
Oh, yeah, that would be...
Well, of course, yeah. Die or say you love it or get thrown off a roof or get put into a firing squad. Yeah, that is all created to
to give the impression that the Liberty Movement is in league with ISIS, which is something
right.
that the sheriff's groups are even talking about in some of these states, like the sheriff up in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, that those radical ideas are all
right. Yeah, and that's further from the truth.
Getting rid of the Federal Reserve is a terroristic idea.
Right, exactly. That's to make anybody that wants to say the Fed is bad and go after them. All right, so we're going to be back, and we're going to get into this ninth Planned Parenthood video and tie it into the whole eugenics operation with what they do to these poor preemie babies when they're born after they want to inject them with disgusting toxic vaccines. It really makes me sick what they're doing. It's Lower Drive Hour with Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo. We're sitting here firing at will. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, we are live. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew, riding shotguns, Leanne McAdoo. And, you know, our last call, that the caller before the last one, Steve, really brought it all together, how Roundup, GMOs, Jade Helm, how it all kind of ties together with this weed control.
Weed extermination.
And, yeah, and that's how they see us. They really do. they see the earth as this Garden of Eden, and they are the chosen ones, and we are the ones that need to be culled.
They're the weeds.
And that's the fight that we are up against. And, you know, people may not believe it, but just do the research for yourself. A good place to start is Endgame. And, you know, one way to start fighting this stuff is to get your body healthy, and that's cleansing yourself out of all the nasty stuff that's inside. And this is a product that we came out with a few months ago. We just got it back in, Deep Cleanse. And the first ingredient on here, Shilajit, it is an amazing, it's like, say if the earth was a giant, like, press, and it was pressing out, like, you know, like a resin substance that has all kinds of ingredients in it and that are good for you, that do things like, you know, chelate your body, cleansing, all that type of stuff. That is what Shilajit is. That's the number one ingredient in Deep Cleanse. And I actually sat down with Dr. Group about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and we did a video about the blood of the mountain. Can y'all pull back and show them the title of that so people can who are watching on Infowars.com/show can actually go and check out that video for themselves, because this stuff really, it comes from the Himalayas. They scrape it off by hand and get this kind of resin that is pressed from the rock. Secret rock blood of the Himalayas revealed. And that's on the InfoWarrior. That's a one of our sub-channels, but you can also find it on the Alex Jones channel.
Didn't Dr. Group say he was actually searching for that ingredient for over 10 years?
Really intense. Exactly. It doesn't just walk its way out of the mountains. You really have to plan ahead. This just came out on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. Democrats hire illegal alien to recruit new voters. No wonder this nation has a border and illegal alien crisis, Judicial Watch said in its response. So that just came out. I haven't even looked at this yet, but it says DNC hired Cindy Neva with full knowledge of her undocumented status, the government watchdog reported, pointing out that federal law prohibits foreign nationals from contributing directly or indirectly in the decision-making process of federal, state, and local election-related activities. You covered that last night with a Project Veritas video, didn't you?
Yes, that they were. There was a Canadian woman that wanted to buy some merch there at Hillary Clinton's biggest campaign event yet, and that is seen as foreign money being put into the campaigns, because merchandise is seen as a, you know, it's a campaign donation basically. So in order to skirt past that, she handed the money to an American woman and let her make the purchase.
Exactly.
And it was Hillary's compliance manager
who made it all, said it was all good.
So this is the first event. I'm the compliance manager.
Little did they know, Project Veritas was there with the hidden camera to showcase the chicanery.
The American.
I know, she was the American. It was ridiculous. All right, now let's get to something serious. Oh, by the way, we're going to have the Money Bomb on September 16th. That's another way you can support us. We are getting ready to do a major expansion. We're actually going to redo one of the old studios, the first nightly news studio. We're revamping it. And we're going to be launching this baby, 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show, 1 hour of the nightly news starting. That's going to be our starting point, our launch point to go on satellite. So everybody around the nation could pick this up on their television set.
Yeah, spreading the word.
One way to break the paradigm is to get people thinking outside the box and not just confined to the left-right paradigm mantra that were sold from Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and all those
That's why we can talk about the Planned Parenthood story, because we are funded by the viewers like you.
And the viewers want to hear about stuff like this because they're sick and tired of it being pushed under the rug and not covered by the mainstream media.
Exactly.
Here it is from Steve Ertlett from Life News. Ninth shocking video, Planned Parenthood sells intact aborted babies. One just fell out of the womb, and we're going to go to that clip first. But Leanne, before we do that, recap the other videos. There's eight other videos that each one seems to just get more shocking as they come out.
Right. Well, the ninth one was just released. So you'll recall, you know, they talk about being really good at getting the heart, lungs, and liver. Then we had another.
Not crushing the head.
Yeah, we don't crush them. You know, a less crunchy technique is what we'll use. The second video, the lady said that she wanted a Lamborghini. That was the big hashtag trending on Twitter. Then in the third video, we saw former Stem Express employee Holly O'Donnell talking about how she fainted in horror over handling baby legs and all these parts. And then in the fourth one, they talk about how they don't want to, you know, sell these baby parts for a flat fee of just like $200 per item works better, because then they can see how much money they can get out of it. And then the fifth video, they just basically are talking about how good they are at getting intact fetal cadavers, and how the research department there basically adds so much to the bottom line. They're one of the biggest affiliates in the state. In the sixth video, technicians, the Holly O'Donnell once again is talking about technicians taking fetal parts without patient consent. She said there were times when they would just take what they wanted, and these mothers didn't know, and there's no way they would know, right? Like, how are you, I mean, you're expecting them to have ethics, to, oh, the mother didn't sign off that she was okay with us taking this baby part, so we'll leave that. Yeah, right, not when there's a lot of money to be made. And then in the seventh video, Holly O'Donnell describes the harvesting or procurement of these organs, and how one of the doctors there was like, you want to see something cool? And then tapped the heart and had the heart start beating once again. Yeah, so it's just, it starts beating. And that was when she really was like, I got to get out of here. And then the eighth video, STEM Express CEO Kate Dyer admits Planned Parenthood sells a lot of fully intact aborted babies. They're the volume institution where they're getting all this from.
It's like the most disgusting version of the island of Dr. Moreau that you could come up with. And this ninth video focuses in on ABR, which was founded in 1989 by CEO Linda Tracy, charges $340 per second trimester fetal tissue specimen, yet seems less concerned about the tissue quality than other harvesting companies. So whenever we have a smooth portion of liver, she says, we think that's good. So, or that's Larchin. That wasn't attributed to her. So let's go to that first video. Let's play that, and we're going to continue on trudging through this.
The whole point is not to have a live birth.
Okay.
And so the doctors have all, unless it's somebody who has had six pregnancies and six vaginal deliveries.
And they're just kind of crossed
yeah,
out.
They put lambs in, and she comes in the next morning. And I literally have had women come in, and they'll go in the OR, and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus is already in the vaginal canal whenever the food put her in the it just fell out. What's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus is already in the vaginal canal whenever the food put her.
Ugh. And ABR stands for Advanced Bioscience Resources. So hiding it in plain view,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're not saying baby harvested ink, but just disgusting the way they do this. And this next video talks about how, oh, guess what? It was the Bushes that created the loophole that allowed them to do
yeah,
this. What a surprise.
I remember that. I was very young then, but I remember there was this whole uproar about, and everyone was really angry about doing this research on these embryonic stem cells. It was all about stem cell. And kind of like, look over here and we'll preserve the fetal tissue.
Right.
Because that's what they really...
It's all lawyer talk.
Yeah.
It's all lawyer talk. It really is. So let's go to that video now.
The clinic. Because of what we do and because we use fetal tissue, we don't want to... We want to be as politically correct as we can.
Right,
we don't
I know.
Want a lot of people coming in, you know, because you're doing this and you're getting all these scientific people here and they're all agreeing and you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Right, like normally, like embryonic stem cell research is like the big controversy, like
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
and like.
And you know what the really to... weird thing is? Embryonic, there's still a lot of controversy about
yeah.
that, you know. But then fetal kind of got lost in the mix, you know. You
was it ever controversial? I mean, I'm young,
never,
so I don't know.
It was never. It was never outlawed. Where
uh-huh.
during the Bush administration, Bush
uh-huh.
one,
Bush one,
it was no federal funding could go to stem cell research or to embryonic cell research.
Uh-huh.
Fetal tissue was taken out of that, so we continued to send tissue to people like NIH,
uh-huh.
even though the government was paying for it. Fetal tissue weren't put in that little box
huh.
of embryonic because it's different. Now they're trying to make abortion illegal, and that's where we get our tissue. Now they're trying to make abortion illegal, and that's where we get our tissue.
I'm going to be out of a job. I'm not going to be able to harvest babies anymore.
Yeah.
I think you could call this whole section George Bush's abortion loophole exposed, because I don't know if they get enough credit for this. They like to hide behind their pro-life stance,
mm-hmm.
but they really aren't. They really left the gates open
pro-loophole.
For this whole industry to just flourish of of harvesting aborted babies. And the mothers, well, it's like what Alex said, the mothers aren't getting any money from this at all.
Right.
They don't see any benefit. It's just these companies that are perched over these abortuaries like vultures, just ready to pick apart baby carcasses.
Right. And the Planned Parenthood CEO, they sent a letter to Congress this August 27th, where they talk about how they currently receive just $60 per tissue specimen. So you're thinking, that's not that. Well, per tissue specimen. So that means a leg, an arm, a liver, a heart, a head, anything that they're able to chop up and ship off.
And turn into
they're getting
a specimen.
Bare minimum $60 per that.
Yeah.
So they're making hundreds of dollars off.
And it adds up, and who knows where it's getting chopped up from there. It's really right. Disturbing to talk about this.
So
say the baby comes out and it's a preemie and it's alive. Well, we got to keep it alive. Well, now they're injecting them with vaccines, even though before they said we're not injecting preemies with these. Now it's just like every baby that's born has to get a vaccine. I think the UK just passed something where they want to give the hepatitis B right when they're born. I'm not sure if it's that. I'll have to look in one second. But they just passed a new law where they want to make it mandatory. But here we have two articles that are written by Jeffrey Jackson for Infowars.com. On May 5th, nurse reveals routine vaccine-induced injuries. Talks about how the nurses are all aware that these vaccine-induced injuries happen, and they're ready for it. They just...
Yeah.
It's no big deal because they're ready to help the baby when it's having breathing problems or it can't breathe or eat on its own after that. And then later, we got confirmation on it. So new JAMA study confirms nurse whistleblower routine hospital vaccine damage happening to infants. This is came out June 22nd. David Knight had the nurse on, again, Michelle Routon. So this is the second interview he had on with her. I think when this came out... We have so much news that comes out, we didn't even realize how big it was. It took Jeffrey Jackson grabbing and said, hey, guys, this is a big deal. Check it out. And it is a big deal, and that's why we're talking about it again today and trying how it ties into this whole eugenics package, how they see us. Just like the caller Steve said, they see us as weeds.
Right.
So let's go to that video. This is about 4.5 to 5 minutes from that longer longer interview that was that's up on YouTube now. But check it out. This is David Knight interviewing Michelle Routon.
Well, I had mentioned that they go ahead and vaccinate premature infants on time, meaning that once they are 2 months old, they're ready for their 2 month vaccines, regardless of the fact that they may still have supposed to have been inside their mother's stomachs and not even born yet. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we're seeing and are being said are things like, a neonatologist calling from the step-down unit down to level 3 to the more intensive unit saying, hey, I'm going to give these 4 babies their 2-month vaccines this weekend, so I just want to make sure you have 4 beds ready because we know they're all going to have issues and need increased care.
And that was bombshell information because that violates one of the core ethics of the medical foundation profession that we've always seen, and that is first do no harm. They knew this was going to harm the children, but they were going to go ahead and blindly or follow this schedule.
Absolutely. You know, and I mentioned that I had sat in a call room before with a bunch of providers saying, hey, we have this 25-weeker that was so strong, they never required intubation with a breathing tube to actually go onto the vent, had a less invasive type respiratory support. And you come in and they're like, oh, how embarrassing. We gave that baby his 2-month immunizations and now he's intubated on the vent for the first time. Oops.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of blown off.
That was amazing. So you told us that on May 1st. And then you contacted me last week and told me about this JAMA study, a Journal of American Medical Association, the official organization of MDs, and here they do a study about the adverse effects after routine immunization of extremely low birth weight infants. Tell us about that study.
Well, first, extremely low birth weight infants are 28 weeks in gestation or less, or under 1,000 grams, approximately 2.2 pounds or less at birth. And you had a group of physicians and a practitioner that went into a database of a large neonatology corporation with almost 14,000 infants looked at, and what the results said were that the that they were looking at the pre-immunization period versus the post-immunization period, and their sepsis workups went up 3.7 times in the post-immunization period, and sepsis means a blood infection, and so there's multiple labs drawn, blood cultures, urine cultures. They go ahead and they start those babies on antibiotics right away while they wait for results, so it's not a benign thing.
Yeah, it's life-threatening, isn't it?
Right. It's life-threatening, and even if it ends up not being an infection, they've still had pain, they've had invasive procedures, and they've had antibiotics given, which is not a benign thing for these babies that have very sensitive intestines. And so it's a big deal. And then we had increased respiratory support 2 times higher in the post-immunization period. And then intubation, actually getting intubated with a breathing tube and going on the vent, was about 1.7, 1.8 times higher. And what really shocked me, I had to read it about 3 times, was when I got down to the conclusion, they said, based on this, there was no difference in reaction between single shots and combo shots, and so you can just go ahead and keep giving the combo vaccine.
Yeah, it's no big deal. No big deal at all. Just keep giving the shots to the kids because we have to keep them on that schedule. That schedule is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if there's adverse reactions because we have the technology to keep them alive so we could give them more shots. That's how evil it is.
Oh, I'm so afraid of having a child in this country right now.
Well, you know what? It's actually not hard to not get your kid vaccinated. It's not very hard. You can do it. There's plenty of people out there that do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you think that they're there for your health, they're not. They're there to push Big Pharma's products on you. So we'll be right back after this. We're going to take these last 4 callers that are here. Cash, Taylor, Dave, Kylo, stay tuned. We're going to go to your calls. We're wrapping up the 4th hour of Overdrive on the Alex Jones Show. Rob Dew, Leanne McAdoo here with you till 3 o'clock.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
I'm not a crook.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody,
I'm Rob Dew reporting, and the voice of Richard Nixon. Actually, I'm Alex Jones here. Rob Dew is working on a breaking story. Actually, he had a meeting already scheduled before this all happened when I said he's going to start hosting the fourth hour. So he'd forgotten he had that meeting, so he ran into the meeting. He was already about 20 minutes late, too. He's doing a great job. My fault for making folks pull double duty around here. This studio is like a sauna now.
Yes. It's,
I know you like it hot, so you're enjoying it. This feels like hell to me right now. Massachusetts police cruiser shot at, catches fire.
Yeah, this is breaking news.
A police cruiser in Millis, Massachusetts, caught fire after being shot at Wednesday. The Massachusetts State Police tweeted, we have no word on whether they were injuries. Massachusetts State Police aircraft were being used to survey the area. Again, this is how you destabilize the country. You get disenfranchised, angry folks. You have mainstream media and authority telling them to go out and attack. It begins. Joe Biggs has got a report on this. Here it is.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some breaking news. Police say a gunman has opened fire on a police car in Massachusetts. Massachusetts State Police say a Mills police cruiser was shot at Wednesday. The department said in the tweet, MSP Air Wing also responded to Mills area following a report of cruiser shot by a gunman. We have no word on whether injuries yet. MSP also responding, detectives, ballistic units, crime scene techs, and fire investigator to Mills. Cruiser caught on fire after being shot. So the Massachusetts State Police has tweeted out saying that the patrol car was shot at by a gunman. This is happening right now in Massachusetts. We'll try to keep you informed on what's going on. Currently, I'm standing outside of the Fox Lake Police Department as we're trying to get updates as to what happened with the officer shot yesterday. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
I tell you, these folks calling for killing cops and white people got some huevos because there will be repercussions even if the White House is giving them backing. It's crazy. I mean, it is crazy. I know we got loaded phone lines, but we're basically out of time here. We got people, Homeland Security drills, American terrorists, martial law drills is what they want to talk about. Maybe call back tomorrow, folks. I apologize. We got to end this now. We're here into the fourth hour.
Isn't it crazy how people can put that kind of call out there, those videos and things like that on social media and everything, and it doesn't get taken down? No repercussions there with the free speech.
But then when we show some news clip without the guy even shooting the lady on YouTube, we cut it out. On the video, it's like, we're cutting this out. And then we get a community guideline strike. It's totally fake. We'll have it reversed.
Right.
By the very people claiming we're censoring them.
Right. Don't show the Planned Parenthood videos, but talk about killing cops all day.
Well, it's just going to legitimize a total police state. I mean, the people that run this country are doing this for a reason. They're going to be able to really oppress black people now, especially because of these operatives they've got in their midst.
Right.
And black folks need to be decrying these people big time. And I know a lot of these groups are.
They are.
The problem is they won't let those folks on MSNBC or CNN to counter it, or MTV. MTV is weaponized media by 90-something-year-old Sumner Redstone that hates you and your family even more than Hillary Clinton does. And we just need to understand that there does not need to be any tit for tat, or it'll start a Crip blood war that idiots were involved in. I mean, are the patriots out there that dumb? No, but there are some mentally ill white supremacists and people that are undoubtedly going to go out. You're going to have stuff like Charleston now. And then the black folks are going to kill people, the idiot black folks. And then it's just going to be a big stinking snowball. And I hope Louis Farrakhan feels good now. And I hope, all these other people pushing this do. I mean, it's sickening.
Yeah.
But, it's like the Turner Diaries dreams of this big race war. The white supremacists put out the same crap. And it's always these old men putting it out who aren't the ones that are out there going to be dying.
Right.
All I know is anybody tries to hurt me or my family, I'm going to defend myself, and there's not going to be any holding back. I don't care who you are. I'm going to take the safety off officially. Thank Good job, Leanne. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.